Hey everybody, what you are about to listen to is an episode of Am I Dying? Here at Offscript, we've taken the Am I Dying show, put a twist on it, and created the new Is It Serious podcast with Dr. Mark Lewis and Dr. Jean-Luc Neptune. Think of it this way. The Am I Dying docs discuss lots of symptoms, while the Is It Serious docs answer lots of questions. And all of the episodes are here on this feed for your listening pleasure. For new episodes, don't forget to subscribe, and thanks for listening.
We got on a tangent there, but whatever.
Hopefully there's a little more banter in there for you to use. She's like, this is the most stupid, boring thing I've ever heard. And he's actually citing Mad Magazine as a scientific reference. See, Mark, you start us on these friggin' tangents, and then I've got to like find our way back.
From Offscript Media, this is Am I Dying? A conversational podcast about your symptoms and what to do next. I'm Dr. Chris Kelly.
And I'm Dr. Mark Eisenberg.
We're doctors who just happen to be close friends, and we're ready to answer the vital question. Should you chill out or freak out?
Hey everyone, welcome to the show today. We are going to be talking about your skin, the most beautiful part of your body.
Actually, isn't the skin the biggest organ in your body?
Maybe for you.
Particularly you.
Certainly by surface area and weight. Yeah. And actually, you know what? By any measurement, the skin is the biggest organ in the body.
Do you remember when you were like in second grade and everyone would be pointing at you yelling, your epidermis is showing?
Yes, I think so. But I knew what an epidermis was. My parents are both doctors. No confusion there.
Yeah.
I'd be more concerned if my dermis was showing.
So you guys talked about epidermis at the dinner table?
So many different things, and it was basically just my parents telling each other medical horror stories for an hour while I sat there and ate my ziti, understanding maybe every 10th word that went by. But somehow in all of that, I did figure out what an epidermis was and that showing it wasn't so bad.
Anyway, so now we're going to be talking about skin screening.
Yeah, so let's talk about the skin. So the skin, the epidermis, as you might call it if you're medically inclined, covers the whole body, obviously. It covers the whole scalp under your hair, and all sorts of problems can happen to it. And I feel like our gender in particular, Mark, really doesn't pay it its proper due.
Are you kidding? I'm always looking at my own epidermis.
Are you just gazing at yourself in general, or are you concerned about the health of your skin in particular?
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm just gazing.
Yeah. So for us, it's a little less of an issue because we're indoors all day long and my baseline skin color is translucent. Mm-hmm. But for people who actually get to go outdoors and see the sun during the day, paying attention to your skin and looking out for dangerous skin growths or moles that are transforming and putting on sunscreen are issues that really matter. So that's basically everyone out there. Mark, do you put on sunscreen on a regular
basis? Every
day.
You know, I was told my first year in medical school, after you take a shower in the morning, or wash your face in the morning, just throw on sunscreen. I mean, I just put on moisturizer that has like 10 SPF 10, which isn't that much, but it's still fine in the winter, you know, because you're outside. But I always put on the sunscreen
year round.
Yeah, and when obviously in the summer, I up it to like 30 or above.
And on the arms every day when you're
just my
wearing
face.
Short sleeves.
I never wear. Are you kidding? Because I'm from New Jersey. Is that why you think I wear short sleeves?
Yeah. Basically, don't you wear like a cut off white coat and jeans to work?
Of course I do. No, I'm like covered. Every part of my body is covered except my face.
I see. Yeah, that's a good idea. And that's actually what doctors recommend. You should be wearing sunscreen every single day.
Even in the winter.
Let's get into the reason. And
even when it's raining out, when it's cloudy.
Are you telling me that you can get a sunburn when it's cloudy?
Well, the issue with sunscreen is it's not necessarily the sunburn. We're all worried about melanoma.
Yes, melanoma. Why don't you tell the kind people exactly what a melanoma is?
So melanoma is the most dangerous, deadly skin cancer. And, you know, clearly people want to avoid ever getting it. And the best way to avoid getting it is to actually wear sunscreen so it doesn't put you at risk. And also get checked by a dermatologist. Because if you do have any initial melanoma, it can be, you know, biopsied and taken out before it becomes a problem and spreads.
So melanoma is named for the cell that comes from a melanocyte. The melanocytes are the cells in your skin that generate pigment. And if you have darker skin color, you have more melanocytes generating more pigment. If, like Mark and myself, you are ghastly, ghouly pale and white, you have relatively fewer melanocytes.
That sounds like my Match.com profile.
Come meet a pasty ghoul from the Upper West Side. So those melanocytes are always there. They're always making pigment. When you get a sunburn, they make more pigment. That's why your skin actually darkens when you get a tan. Mm-hmm. And if you keep provoking the melanocytes like that, then eventually they can mutate and form into melanomas, which are melanocyte tumors. So those are obviously, as Mark said, not something you want. In fact, among the skin cancers, they're the worst one, and they can be very deadly. I don't know about you, Mark, but I've certainly, in my own internal medicine training, I've seen a lot of metastatic melanoma, and it's not pretty.
No, and especially because it happens a lot more in younger people.
Yeah, it can spread to the brain. It can spread to the heart. It can cause all kinds of problems. So it's something you definitely want to avoid.
Yeah,
so
I think the numbers are 22 out of 100,000 people each year develop melanoma.
Yeah. So the best thing to do is obviously prevent melanoma, not have it and not need to look for it. And as Mark says, the best thing there is to wear sunscreen and try to stay out of the sun. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. I think most people vastly underestimate the amount of sunscreen that they need. So it's not only enough to convince someone they need to put on sunscreen, you actually have to lather on enough to actually work. And mm-hmm. Mark, what would you estimate is the amount of sunscreen you need to put on your body to get good coverage? And this is a beach day.
I just spray it on myself.
So one tube per day.
No.
So they say it's about a shot glass worth of sunscreen. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot. That's to cover your whole body once on a beach day. I think that's a lot more than most people use. I don't know about you, but in my family, we would always have, you know, a bucket of sunscreen bottles that had been accumulating over the years, the ink on the bottle fading, the graphics from the 1960s. That should not be. In fact, a bottle of sunscreen should last a family just a week or two in the summer if everyone's applying enough each time and reapplying every couple hours during the day.
Yeah, that's the thing. You do have to reapply, especially if you go into a pool or a beach.
So I think the current recommendation is actually you should reapply every 2 to 3 hours during the day. So that means that if you're out having a beach day, you're probably putting on sunscreen at least 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
So use enough sunscreen, cover your whole body, make sure it's SPF 30, at least SPF 30. If you're putting on SPF 5, you may as well really not be putting much on at all, especially if you're planning to be out in the sun for a prolonged period of time.
After I've told everybody I use SPF 10 in my moisturizer. So you're saying I've been wasting my time for the last few decades.
But you're outside for about, what, 10 minutes total per day? Walking from the subway to work?
No, lately I've been walking 40 blocks a day each way to work.
Probably not in direct sunlight.
But that's the truth. It's like at 7:15 in the morning and then after 6 p.m. So,
have you seen the sun anytime recently?
Not in months.
So yeah, if you're having minimal sun exposure, then probably what you're doing is fine. If you're going to be out in the sun all day working in your backyard, gardening, out at the beach, out for a bike ride or a hike, you got to make sure that you wear enough sunscreen, a shot glass worth, to cover your entire body every 2 to 3 hours. I'm definitely guilty of inadequate coverage, I must say. So that's sunscreen. And now
I just heard the word inadequate when you were saying, but anyway, go on.
It resonates with you, doesn't it? So that's how much sunscreen you need to use. But what if you notice that despite being a total boy or girl scout with sunscreen, you still have something on your skin that just doesn't quite look right, wasn't there before, you're concerned it could be a melanoma. How can you tell if something is likely to be a melanoma or just an innocent mole? Stick with us. We will be right back and we'll go through everything you need to know.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back. In the first segment, we talked about the sun and its potential effects on the body. We talked about melanoma, which is a tumor of the pigment-producing cells in the skin. And we talked about the fact that you really do need to use quite a bit of sunscreen to reduce your risk of sunburns and melanomas. So in this next part, we're going to be talking about how to tell if something that you see on your skin is a melanoma. And really, the best thing is actually for you not to be the one making that determination at all. You should be getting screened periodically. I don't know, Mark, as a doctor, I feel like most people know about how often they should get screened for certain cancers like colon cancer or breast cancer, you know, every 10 years with a colonoscopy, every 1 or 2 years with a mammogram. But do you know off the top of your head how often you're supposed to get screened for a skin cancer?
No, I think it also depends on whether you have a family history, whether you're fair skinned, you know, whether you actually like your dermatologist.
Exactly. So there's not, as far as I understand it, a uniform recommendation for everybody. But no. If you're in the high-risk category for the reasons that you mentioned, family history of melanoma, very light skin, red hair, out in the sun a lot, if you take chronic immune suppression for a autoimmune disease or transplant, or if you're just a white man over the age of 50, is that you, Mark?
I was going to say not yet, but I'm not sure.
Soon enough. Then you should be getting screened probably yearly, if not slightly more or less than that. And basically a dermatologist should examine your entire skin surface, including where the sun does not shine, using a special magnifying scope and light. And that will help them determine if there's any evidence of melanoma anywhere. And if they find anything that's suspicious, they're probably going to do a shave biopsy, take it off, and look at it under a microscope and see if there's anything that suggests melanoma.
So when you say screening, you mean go to a doctor, not have like your medical students search your whole body.
I wouldn't recommend it.
The dean of the medical school has specifically said they don't recommend it.
Yeah, if you just have some random friend that comes over and offers to screen you for melanoma, I mean, I guess if you want to take your clothes off together, that's totally cool, but I wouldn't consider that an effective screening technique.
No, but definitely melanoma is a perfect example of something that can kill people, and it's totally treatable if caught early. So clearly, if you notice any new spot on your body or a spot that's evolving or changing, and we're going to get to what the things you should be looking for, you should be seeing your doctor and getting a really obviously good screening.
So, Mark, walk our listeners through the signs that they should be looking out for if they think that they have something that could be a melanoma on their skin.
Gotcha. So, again, if you have a lesion on your skin that's definitely new or you just noticed it, the first thing you should do is take a picture of it. Because then you could actually...
What if it's in a sensitive spot and I do not want to take a picture of that?
And you're worried someone's going to email it to all your friends? Well, I mean, it's just easier for you to look at. But yeah, it's all about the ABCs. Do you remember learning your ABCs when you were in, I don't know, when did you learn them? When you were in the fourth grade?
Yeah, middle school. And it sounds familiar, yes.
Yeah. So it's all about ABCs when it comes to melanoma.
Okay. What does that mean?
So there's specific things we look for that makes a lesion on your body suspicious. And it's A, B, C, D, E is the mnemonic, the way to remember it. Okay. So why don't we start with A? What do you think A stands for? You must know what A stands for, right?
Awfully ugly.
Yes, your spelling was always the best. Anyway, so A stands for asymmetry. So if you have a lesion on your body and it's not a perfect circle, let's say you put a line in the middle and one side looks different than the other side, you can't fold it on himself in the picture, then that's a little worrisome. So asymmetry is A. Should we get to B?
So a perfectly round birthmark is probably okay.
Yeah.
Something looks like it's been streaked across my skin, that's not so good.
Yes.
Okay. B for border.
Border irregularity. So again, if you look at the border, particularly if you take a picture of it and, you know, expand it, and the border seems irregular, like jagged, that also can be suspicious that it's something more than just a mole.
So not sharply defined from the regular skin, in other words.
Yeah, definitely not sharply defined. So B, border irregular.
Okay. C.
C is for color. Okay.
So what's a good color? I thought they were all just brown and blackish.
No, if you look at it carefully, especially if it's varied color, it's very worrisome. So if it's part black, part beige, part gray, part blue, if it has multiple different shades, it can be really concerning.
So multiple colors within the same lesion.
Yes.
Okay.
Should we get to D?
D
is for diameter.
Don't kill me, please.
Okay. D is for diameter.
So how big it is.
Yeah. So it's always about size. So if it's greater than six
Unfortunately for you.
So if it's greater than 6 millimeters, then it can be concerning.
Huh? Nothing. I was just saying that greater than 6 millimeters has historically not been an issue for you, right?
We're going to shock all our grandmothers listening to us out there. Hey, so if it's another rule of thumb is if you could take a pencil and you can cover it with the eraser, pencil eraser, it's likely not that concerning. So, but
is a pencil eraser 6 millimeters?
What do I look like? I don't know. I haven't used a pencil since the SATs.
Someone with a doctorate degree. I don't know. Okay, so if a pencil completely covers it up and there's nothing peeking out the sides, that's reassuring. The pencil
is reassuring, definitely. And E stands for evolution. If it starts to look different, so let's say you take a picture of it now and then you take a picture of it in a month and it looks different or it's bigger, then that's actually extremely concerning and you should definitely see your doctor.
Is it relevant if the lesion is in a place that is not really sun exposed?
No. You could have a melanoma anywhere.
Right. So if you have a melanoma under your, where you would wear shorts or in your armpit or something that's really just not out in the sun, that does not make it not a melanoma.
No, that's why when you go to a dermatologist, they check every part of your body. It's not that because they're nosy, you know, they're actually checking every part of your body. Actually, one of the biggest
people think that their dermatologists are just nosy. why are you bothering me? Why are you looking at my back that way?
You go to a doctor for a sore throat, and they do like a rectal exam on you. But anyway, the truth is, some of the people at highest risk of getting melanomas later in life are sunburns when you were much younger. So at least two bad sunburns before the age of, I think, 10. Actually really put you at risk. So, you know,
A bummer because I feel like I shouldn't be held responsible for things that I did before 10.
Well, actually, wouldn't you hold your parents responsible? They should have put sunblock on you.
Right? I mean, if I committed a crime at age 9, that record would be expunged by now. But
that's true.
A sunburn because I was being stupid and my parents weren't paying attention, I've got to pay for all these decades later.
Yeah. Actually, your parents should have taught you manners back then too, to be honest.
Should parents be putting sunscreen on their kids every single day?
Of course. Well, yeah. It's a running outside and playing. I mean, if it's a Sunday and you're staying home all day and it's pouring outside, no. But, you know, if you're outside playing kickball, you know.
Can you get a sunburn through a glass window?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
I think so. I mean, actually, don't they say that people who drive cars to work every day, it turns out the side of their face that was exposed to like the sun actually has more wrinkles?
So I'm pretty sure that the glass filters out the UV light and basically eliminates the risk of a sunburn. I actually learned that from a Mad Magazine correction once when I was a teenager. The article initially said that the Pope was getting a sunburn in the Popemobile, and Mad Magazine had to subsequently issue a correction that was not physically possible because UV rays do not pass through the glass of the Popemobile, which I thought was interesting and then verified later.
Maybe the Popemobile glass is like 12 inches thick.
I think the problem with driving is if you roll the window down and you'll have your arm hanging out. Mm. And as a result, you're getting a sunscreen. You're getting a sunburn on your arm because it's out in the sun. And as a result, you're not protected.
Didn't you once get your arm caught on a tree? When you were driving by at 70 miles per hour?
No, thank you.
I know. That's actually not funny.
So I think that you get a pretty good...
Maybe it's a little funny.
Bizarre joke. I think that you get a decent amount of protection from the sun, from the glass in the car. Of note, I think the windshield provides much more protection than the side windows, which are a little more variable.
Well, that's what I was referring to, when the side of your face that gets more wrinkles.
Yeah. So if you are driving every single day in the sun on one side, I guess if you're, you know, driving with the east on your left side, then you might consider wearing sunscreen. But you should probably put a sunscreen on every morning anyway. Well, I think that covers everything a person could possibly need or want to know about skin cancer and melanoma. I, for one, will be lathering on the SPF 100 tomorrow morning before I leave the house. And Mark, I recommend you do the same.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for listening.
If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, follow us on social, and tell all your friends to listen. Am I Dying is a production of Offscript Media. Our executive producer is Matthew Zachary. Andrew McDowell is our senior producer. Karen Lee is our production manager. Darren Tun is our production intern. Am I Dying is recorded, mixed, and edited by Ariel Nachman. For advertising and media inquiries, email media@offscript.com. Hit us up at contact@offscript.com to share comments and feedback. For more information, visit offscript.com.